All right, this is the Real BS Show. Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
Summer day.
Too beautiful.
Yeah, too beautiful to be indoors.
Yeah.
Should be outdoors.
It's a very pleasant day. It's like 76, sunny, not humid.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat that.
You know, I was looking at all this YouTube stuff, and half the country's on fire.
Yeah.
The other half is running out of water.
Yeah.
The Hoover Dam's about ready to shut down. And that's 40 million people out there going to have no water.
That's true.
That's the Colorado River's drying up. That's amazing. I mean, that's going to be and then that, what's that big earthquake up there in Oregon and Washington?
Yeah.
Cascadia Fault?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, when that cracks, holy smokes, there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, they just had an earthquake in Japan, too, recently.
Yeah, there's a lot of earthquakes going on.
They call it the Ring of Fire for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
must be a lot of earthquakes and fire.
I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have no big earthquake up here.
Yeah, we get like twos or threes once in a great while, but it's rare.
Yeah. Think if the lake overflowed and washed us all over.
Yeah, I think we'd be safe here. We're quite higher elevation.
Yeah, I'd have to get up past the mall there.
I guess the earth would have to tilt more, I guess, wouldn't it? And that's a joke, people.
it's something. And then Spain and Europe, France and all that, they're all on fire.
Yeah,
big
yeah.
time. I mean, big time.
Yeah, they should invest in AC because,
heat,
you know,
domes over there. Yeah. It's really hot.
Did you know that more people die from heat problems in Europe than people get shot by guns in the United States? Isn't that crazy?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of heat deaths in Europe.
Is there a lot of people getting shot in this country?
Yeah, a lot, but it's not. Yeah. It's usually gang-related. It's not like, you know, mass shooters or something like that. But, well, I should clarify.
Hey, did you see the moon last night?
Yeah, it was nice.
Wow, that was something.
Yeah. So, like, you know, active shooters are quite rare. And I think it was 2000, last year, I think it was like 23. Whereas mass shootings are including gang violence and drive-bys and stuff like that. That's considered mass shooting. So, but in Europe, yeah, there's a lot of problems in Europe. They like to point their fingers at us, but they have a lot of problems they need to solve themselves first.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Let the innocent ones throw the first stone or something.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's the truth. So, yeah, we're going to make this a short one because we have some music we have to record after this. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Steve ought to be showing up here any minute.
Steve.
Okay, well, let's play...
Yeah, so something that Bill would never want to play, but it's a good song. It's one of the last songs from their last album, non-Christmas album. It was The Monkees, You Bring the Summer.
The Monkees.
Yeah.
What the heck? Okay, well, let's do it.
I'll bring the chips and the dips and root beer, even though dark purple rain clouds are near. When you come around, you bring the summer. You
doesn't matter what you've done. Some people find it on a big silver screen. Some find it behind a shotgun. A small young girl, a downtown south. She saw a starlet in a movie house. She left her mama to stake a big claim. Poor little girl, never gonna be the same.
BS show. We're doing a quick one today. This next one is Emerson, Lake and Palmer. You know, they're always a good one to throw in there because, you know, and if you didn't notice before when we first came on the show, we were really echoey. I don't know what happened. We were in a church or something. You know,
we're new at this.
Yeah, we're new at this. You know, we decided to have be do it in a church, and the Holy Spirit took us over. But here we go. We got some Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and also some, you know, other music that you might enjoy. So Uriah Heep.
Give it a shot.
And a few other bands, The Wonders, which is from a TV
show. Oh, I like that song.
Yeah,
it was a
movie.
Tom Hanks was in it.
Yeah. And then we'll end with a special song.
You know, that was something about Erie, too. It had some of the people, I mean, the true story or whatever it was.
Yeah.
something about Erie.
Yeah.
So, okay, well,
let's do it to it.
The world, yeah.
Thank you. the pain, tears, and sorrow, and you never told me why. The way you cheated and mistreated, I could never ask you why. Messing up your mind, messing up your mind. I don't mean that you hurt me.
it's best for us to stand together and try to live our lives as one. And maybe we will find we're still together to watch the setting of the sun.
Show.
That was Uriah Heep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why? That's the name of the song. Why? You know, sometimes we have to go back to our favorite.
That's a big question.
It is. I was always in trouble for asking why as a kid. I think I annoyed my parents by asking why for everything. And it wasn't because I was extra intelligent or anything. I just always was asking why about everything because I didn't know. And I still ask why a lot, but I'm sure that annoys people.
That's why you ain't got any friends.
That's right. Yeah, then piss everybody off. Like, why? I don't know. I was told to go look in the dictionary and encyclopedia. You know, sometimes we have to ask why we have certain artists that we both kind of like. There's ones that I think we both kind of match up on that we recognize are talented, and you don't get that talent. Once in a while. It's only once in a while you see it. And that's Pat Benatar, I would say.
You get talented people that do crummy music, too.
Sure, yeah.
And vice versa.
It's easy to do crummy music. I mean, you're just copying from everyone else.
Get good music done by crummy people.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, there's a lot of crummy people out there, you know, for sure. But, you know, Pat Benatar and her husband,
Man, they both rocked the. They got inducted to the Hall of Fame in 2022, and I didn't know that, but she deserved it a lot sooner. I think she definitely defined her and her husband defined rock in a different way. And some might think it's poppy, but I don't think so. I think she has a very nice rock voice.
You know what I think?
What's that?
Who cares?
Yeah, I care. She's a very inspirational.
What's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What's that?
I know. Well, that's
over there in Cleveland. Big deal.
It is, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, recognition needs recognition, and you know, she defined a lot of rock and roll, so it's kind of a.
Well, if she wouldn't have spent all her money, she'd be okay.
Yeah, right. I think they're doing fine. I don't think they're hurting, but I think we should give a shout out to her at the end. And
well, she's hurting now. She's in bad health.
Oh, really?
Time. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, some kind of cancer or leukemia or something. I don't know.
Everybody's at risk for that.
Though. Yeah, she's really in terrible shape. But, all right, well, let's do it. And we'll see y'all next week. This was a quickie.
Yeah.
Kind of a short day.
Yeah. We still met about 40 minutes or so. We'll see.
All right, well.
Have a good one.
See you next week.
Try and wash the palate clean.